Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
We'll return to the Dáil a little bit later on in the programme, but first, 1 in 12 children around the world has been exposed to some form of online sex abuse or exploitation in the past year. That's according to new research laying out the first global picture of the dangers children are exposed to worldwide. Children are being widely exposed to pornography and grooming, extortion and solicitation through online platforms such as social media, according to this new research. For more, I'm joined by Professor Deborah Fry from the Childlight Global Child Safety Institute at the University of Edinburgh. Professor Fry, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Were you surprised by the scale of the abuse uncovered in these findings?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really quite shocking what we've found. You know, so when we look at some of the specific behaviours and the prevalence of those behaviours, we found that about 12.5% of children just in the last year alone have experienced online solicitation. So that's when they get unwanted sexual act requests by adults or other young people on places like social media platforms. But we also found, you know, a similar prevalence estimate around exposure to non-consensual taking, sharing, and exposure to sexual images and videos. And then finally, something that's been in the news a lot, you know, sexual extortion and different types of sexual exploitation. We found about 5% of children have been self-reported to have been victims of this type of abuse.
Central to all of this, obviously, Deborah, is the ubiquitous mobile phone or the smartphone and the social media apps as well. But the question I suppose I would ask is, what about the protections that are inbuilt on the social media apps that the companies refer to, the tech giants?
Yeah, safety, you know, we often call that safety by design. It's incredibly important. It's very hard to define and to see what companies are actually doing. There's a lot of secrecy around, you know, what's built in, but it's very important. And this is why regulation is so important as well. And I know, you know, Ireland has the online safety regulator, which has produced an online safety code to protect children and hold platforms accountable, because we really need that transparency about what safeguards are actually in place on these platforms and how easy it is, you know, to groom children or to access children in these different spaces.
And I know there have been improvements. The tech giants would point to some improvements of late. But are the age checks and the registration, are they inadequate? Or is the regulation simply inadequate to deal with the type of pornography and violence and exposure and sex exploitation that you're describing here?
I mean, regulation would have to be one part of like a larger response, because we really see this as a public health emergency. So we can't regulate, and we also can't, you know, police our way out of this issue. We really need to think about other prevention measures alongside those. They are incredibly important measures, but we also need to be thinking about how we better understand perpetrator behavior online and stop that, and then how we also better educate children and young people about the harms, as well as parents and caregivers.
What would you say to parents listening to this?
I would say, you know, understand the technology, have conversations with your children around these issues, because one of the biggest, you know, kind of drivers of child sexual exploitation abuse, whether online or offline, is the silence around the issue. It's why many people who have experienced it often don't tell anyone until many years later, because, you know, they're worried about not being believed. So really creating that space to have these conversations.
And that conversation needs to start with your child. At what age, do you think?
As young as possible, in an age-appropriate way, you know, better understanding Boundaries and, making sure that they understand, safety and those kinds of
And
concepts.
it's all about safety, I do understand. Is it not the shattering of innocence as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the consequences. We now have a wealth of evidence around, the really negative outcomes that are a result of experiencing child sexual exploitation abuse that occur during childhood and can last into adulthood.
Okay, look, we've discussed it a lot in this program and we will discuss it again, I'm sure. But for the moment, Professor Deborah Fry from the Childlike Global Child Safety Institute at the University of Edinburgh, thank you very much indeed.